Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ezel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Pisanik and he is safe. Davis steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up beyond short. Lee can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Shiley reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Collins scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel juggles the ball. That's an error on Ezel. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Shiley scores. Falk moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel strikes out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Boone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boone. Davis moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell has Davis trapped. There's the throw to Pisanek and back to Ezell, who tags Davis for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0 for 1 in the game. Ezell takes first base on ball 4. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle strikes out. 1 out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis bunts and there's an error on the play. Ma still moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. Davis tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote juggles the ball. That's an error on Tote. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lee strikes out. 1 out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pisanek strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ezel strikes out. 1 out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Boone reaches second base with a double. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moss Dill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ezel. Davis moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lee takes first base on ball 4. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk throws the ball into Davis, who tags Flagstad trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ezell hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 3 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 3 in the game. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheely. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash pinch hits for Dudley. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Vash reaches second base with a double. Tote goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2 White Sox. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vash scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Denny Williams pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.